It's certainly wrong to think that these prophecies are violent in themselves, because they can be intensely personal, people hoping for their personal redemption and salvation of the world. But they can turn violent in quite a worrying number of cases, but not always, of course. They can either turn in against themselves, can become too introverted if isolated, or turn violent against others. And I give some examples. There was a small cult in Guyana in 1978, which led to the so-called Jonestown massacres, where a fervent preacher set up a small cult living in isolation, and 913 followers killed themselves and their children in a sort of apocalyptic, they drank a drink laced with cyanide. It was a sort of collective immolation, and they have had some quite sympathetic studies of those who are hopeless and in despair and feeling they're going to be taken to somewhere better. But actually, it wasn't just cases of multiple suicides. They killed their children. So, you know, these were actually violent acts against others, against themselves. But it's when a small cult turned inwards. And another example is the famous Waco siege of David Koresh's compound in Texas in 1993. They weren't actually themselves undertaking violent acts, but they were armed to the teeth and they were at odds with the local community, and it ended in a showdown between the forces of law and order and the cult. So, you know, there was violence sort of implicit in their withdrawal of society and their garnering of guns. But then it can also be turned out towards others, and there's a notorious example in Japan in 1995, and this is the cult of Aum Shinrikyo. Now, this is an example of a cult that was within Buddhist society, but it took the idea of cyclical change, but it fused it with apocalyptic Christianity and the prophecies of Nostradamus, a 16th century French prophet whose prophecies are very, very opaque and can be turned into practically any meaning that you want. And the leader of this cult declared himself to be the last messiah of the last century. That's very, very intense and exciting. And he sent his followers out to kill people on the Tokyo subway. This was in 1995. And you know, these were just random killings of innocent passers-by. It was completely horrific, but it was supposed to start the last crisis of the end of the world. The leader, Shoko Asahara, is still in prison, but some of his followers are now out and they're being interviewed and they express amazement at what they did, but they were in a sort of group hysteria. So sometimes I think the violence is when the groups turn inwards and they just speak to themselves and get carried away with the excitement. And to an extent, you can just about justify it if it's violence turned against oneself, but violence turned against others in the name of a prophet is, you know, it's very worrying indeed. Not that I'm in favour of people killing themselves either.